Alan Moore, before the 2014 Iditarod race start, you just won the Yukon Quest.
Woohoo! That's always good.
Yeah. It's kind of like, yeah, I did that again.
Yeah, I did. And it was a great race. It'll probably be similar to this one in that the conditions, anyway. Very little snow, icy conditions, and that type of stuff. So hopefully our dogs are ready for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they are, since they just did 1,000 miles. And hopefully I'm ready for it.
Right, you prove that you can take a team and run them successfully through a course like this. And I imagine that Allie will be taking the A team again. And are you sharing some tips and?
No, I'm not. I'm not giving any secrets. Allie will be taking the same team that I took in Yukon Quest. She'll be taking 12 of the 14 that I started with, and then adding four more. And they're really healthy and good, and they know what to expect. And hopefully have good results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what's your role? Talk about, you know, your partnership with Allie and in sled dog racing, and so your role then is to kind of train the puppies and to show them the trail and teach them what long distance racing is then.
In this particular race, yes. What we decided a long time ago is that we want one team in any given race to try to go win the thing. Mm-hmm. And that will be her in this particular race. And my goal in Iditarod is have at least a third of my dogs are young, meaning they're just turned two. So my objective is just to get them to the finish line. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully the next year they'll be in the number one team. And I had several in my team last year, and they're actually in Allie's number one team this year. So that's my goal, is to get them to Nome.
Mm-hmm. What's it like for you as her partner to see her race and to see her do so well and to kind of, I guess, cheer from behind? And what's it like for you emotionally and just seeing this all play out?
Well, number one, she's an excellent dog musher. And it's a lot easier for me being in the race rather than sitting home watching on a computer, that's for sure. I know the things that she's going through. I know the things she just went through, because I'll be behind her. And it's a lot easier for me anyway, being back and in the race rather than being home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you guys have a lot of support. You guys always have some pretty great handlers, it seems, in your team of people. Your daughter's here helping you out. It seems like you guys have a great thing going.
We do. We're very thankful for the family we have, and they always come out and support us, and it's just great. We love to have them here and be a part of it.
Well, thanks, Alan.
You bet. Thank you.